5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Tonight's story is once again about going into the woods, making a wrong turn, or going somewhere where you're simply just not welcome. I hope you enjoy tonight's story. Don't go in the woods. My parents always warned me never to go into the woods. That's where they live, son. If those monsters ever catch you, they'll kill you just as fast as you could spit. My father always said the same thing when he would catch me staring longingly towards the woods beyond the fields. It seemed so cruel to put such large unknown places in front of such a precocious child. Didn't they realize they would be stunting my development? After all, where else would a young lad learn necessary skills like how to properly climb a tree? Or start a fire to keep warm at night. These were the thoughts that plagued my tiny 7-year-old brain as I walked squarely towards the tree line. I almost made it too, before my mother screamed bloody murder, and my father, as always, swooped me up like a hero. Don't get me wrong, I loved and feared the man the moment I was born, like the son of every farmer, but it didn't stop me from wanting to rebel. I got a couple slashes with the wooden spoon from my mother. Hurt her more than it hurt me, I was too annoyed to care. The pain of my plans being thwarted was all the punishment I needed. I just wanted to know for myself what was really out there. That was 10 years ago now, and although that wasn't my last attempt, I've mellowed out and decided just to follow the routine my overly cautious mother laid out. Wake up, feed the animals, tend to the crops, schoolwork, repeat. Nearing my 18th birthday, something sparked in me though, a feeling of deep loneliness. Living this far out in the country, our contact with others was heavily limited. And yeah, I had my best friend who I'd known since I was 2. Apparently I saw her at the market and cried till my mother brought me over, and we've been best friends ever since. But living over an hour out of town with shut-in parents, I was lucky to see her once a month. If it wasn't for the fact that selling part of our crops paid for the expenses of raising a child, my parents would much rather have stayed home 24/7 till they died, within seconds of each other, as I cannot imagine either would know how to exist without the other. I'm not sure why that, with the ever-blossoming loneliness, so did the sparks of curiosity for what may lay beyond those trees. That night, I waited till my parents were asleep to sneak out through the window. The creaking porch seemed to be screaming as if to say, "Breaking the rules, come get me!" Soon enough, I was closing in on the tree line. I held my breath as I walked through, shattering the rule my parents set so long ago, only exhaling when I made it through the first row. Looking around, I felt my excitement growing. What on earth were they talking about? It was gorgeous in here and no signs of any monsters. The pale moonlight was peeking through the trees, dancing off the leaves and plants, gently swaying in the cool night air. Soon enough, I was exploring the woods like I've always belonged here. Climbing the trees felt so natural, the forest so dense I could practically swing branch to branch. I spent the night exploring the zone behind my house. The woods went on for miles and miles. I knew that much. But it was different when you were in the thick of it. The plant life felt more vibrant here, like it was happier out here untended. The night was perfect. Minimal bugs and not one spooky creature. It wasn't until I left to leave that I felt uneasy. Just as I had got to the edge of the tree line, I felt a chill run down my spine. The type you only get when someone is watching you. I didn't look back to check as I sprinted back to the safety of my home. I swiftly climbed back in through the window and laid in bed processing all that I had seen that night. I managed to fall asleep somehow through my excitement when... Oh, happy birthday to you. I awoke with the start nearly last night's adventure flooding my brain. I almost felt guilty, but my mother choosing to sing me awake, or should I say screech, since she couldn't hold a tune, instantly tossed that out the window. Mom, please don't sing the whole song. I fell asleep late reading last night. Could we do this later, please? My mother stopped with a frown, placing a hand on her hip. You never let me have any fun. I know you're not a baby anymore. Could you at least pretend to humor me once in a while? My less than enthusiastic attempt at a grin caused her to give me the classic mom face. Well, all right, Easy. Your father already took care of your chores today, so you could just relax. Maybe go into town, see if Gigi wants to hang out. She raised her eyebrows at me knowingly and slipped out the door before I could respond. I hated when she mentioned Gigi. Just because our parents think we'd be the cutest couple, we've had a silent agreement to just stay friends. I pulled myself out of bed, kicking myself for not locking the door last night. But I didn't know I'd get a wake-up call at... I checked the clock and groaned. 7 a.m. Even on my birthday, 2 hours past normal is all they'll deviate from my schedule. Well, if I'm going into town, I might as well head out now. It's an hour's drive and I'd like to get there before Gigi takes off without me. Going into my bathroom, I quickly washed my face. And well, you don't need to know the rest, frankly. I quickly snatched the keys from my beat-up Jeep before my mom insisted on cooking me a 4-course meal, instead deciding I'd just steal whatever Gigi was eating. The drive to her house gave me time to think about what I'd tell her. She had always wanted to go into the woods, too. I was 10 minutes into my drive when rapid beeping snapped me back into reality. Driving in the other lane was... Gigi? What the hell? I slammed my brakes and we both parked our cars facing opposite directions. I got out and headed over and she's already talking at the speed not yet discovered by scientists. Oh my god, we're literally connected. I was coming to your house and I guess you were heading to mine? Doesn't matter, get in. What do you think we should do? Maybe go to dinner or something? We could... I went in the woods last night. For the first time in 16 years of our friendship, she stopped talking and her eyes widened, mouth open like a trout. It wasn't scary at all, no monsters like my parents drilled into us. I almost wanted to tell them this morning, but I didn't want to be on lockdown right when I hit 18. Plus, I wanted to tell you about it first. I didn't mention that feeling I got when I was leaving. Not if I wanted today to go as planned. Besides, it was probably just my tired brain playing tricks on me, and it was 4 a.m. after all. Gigi spoke after what felt like an eternity. I really wish you would have waited for me. You promised I could come too. She pouted like a child. I sighed internally. Brat. Oh, come on, I'm sorry. What if I told you that since my parents think I'm in town, and I'm going out on a limb... Your dad's still dead and your mom's too drunk to notice you took the car. That after we ditch the vehicles, we could head out there all day. Gigi grinned. You got it, bud. Let's head into the monster's den. She giggled and I forced a laugh, hoping she wouldn't notice. Pushing that nagging feeling and my father's words out of my mind, we decided to go to Old Man Rucker's farm to access the woods today. He had been placed in my care facility after his wife died. My parents took care of his fields and helped handle his affairs, since he had no kin. I knew it would be empty today because we checked them yesterday. Still, we hid the cars in the barn with tarps as my father could see through the wood walls, but not a tarp. It was a nice hot day, perfect for exploring the Forbidden Woods. Gigi grabbed my hand as we marched through the overgrown grass towards the entrance of the woods that seemed to beckon us since we could crawl.
God, Easy, I'm so excited. It's not even your first time, but I can't expect you're already over it. I feel my heart is going to explode.
I squeezed her hand to let her know I was listening. She kept rambling, but I was focused on the trees. Something seemed different today, less welcoming. Gigi didn't share my fears pulling me through that first row. She dropped my hand, gasping with wonder as she looked around with her already large eyes, practically escaping her head.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
She looked so beautiful as is. Stop it, Easy. It's just Gigi being Gigi. I shook the intrusive thought and looked around. It was a totally different look during the daytime. Pockets of sun shot through, brightly illuminating the world normally kept in dark by the thick treetops. Gigi flashed her signature. "I'm about to do something stupid, smile at me," as she started to run through the trees. Panic coursed through my whole body and I took off after her. We ran for a few minutes before she stopped and froze, leaning towards the edge of what looked like a cliff. "Georgina Maria Filbert, I swear!"
"Shh!"
She diverted her gaze to flash me a terror-filled look. The same one she had when she had came to my house after her dad's attack. I shut up quickly, stepping as gently as I could to avoid making any noise, to see what could have my friend so scared. I closed the gap between us, crouching down with her to see what she was looking at. I guess when we came in this way, it led us to a steep valley instead of total flat woods, like behind my house. Looking down the valley, my eyes quickly settled on a scene set in the valley below us. It was horrifying. I'll never forget the image of its eerily calm face as it worked on what used to be a deer. I could only tell because the creature had removed its head and left it sitting on a stone nearby, as if warning anyone of what it's capable of. It sounded like the creature was whistling. I think it was happy. Sick turd. It took everything in me not to scream, and I was thanking the gods I didn't eat anything today. It wasn't particularly tall, but its skin was stretched so tight across its thin face. It seemed as if its skin would tear if it turned its neck too far. The monster's eyes were small and beady, an unnatural shade of blue with greasy blood-matted hair that stuck to its face. It was wearing a thick coat unzipped, but it was so coated in blood, I couldn't tell what color, if any, of its shirt was. Its body it kept hidden for the most part, but I could tell the thing was too skinny. It moved wrong, too. Although its hand movements were fluid, it seemed clumsy when walking between its piles. Oh God, its hands. It had so many fingers. I glanced at Gigi to see if she was seeing this too. Her face was fixed in terror as she watched the creature cut its already mutilated prey. The beast must have just finished with its head removal when we stumbled upon it. It was now removing its skin from its flesh. It didn't seem to be eating it, just playing. My brain raced with thoughts, wishing I had listened to my dad, wondering if I would be able to get out of here alive, or more importantly, get Gigi to safety at least without alerting it to our presence. We had to go before it saw us. I put my hand on Gigi's arm, snapping her out of her daze. I signaled her best I could with hand gestures that meant nothing more was needed to slowly back out and get the hell out of these woods. Of course, it didn't work as easily as that. My beautiful dear Gigi, sweet, beautiful, stupid. Gigi made a mistake. When she stood up, she reached to grab for a branch for support and picked the weakest one. And of course, when it rains, it truly frickin' pours. Gigi tumbled forward, sliding headfirst down the valley, straight towards the now very alert creature. As if in slow motion, the creature dropped something I hadn't seen him holding. It glittered in the sunlight, still soaked with the deer's blood. Expecting the worst, I froze at the top. My heart felt like it was lodged in my throat. The beast hadn't noticed me yet, or made a move towards Gigi, who I couldn't tell if she was alive, dead, awake, or unconscious. I had to make a decision, quickly sizing up the creature. I figured I had to at least have a foot on it, but it was so unnaturally shaped and had too many fingers. My mind was made for me when I saw the creature move towards Gigi. I got her into this mess. I had a bad feeling, but I had to impress her for some reason beyond me. With a look of what I almost could have mistaken for fear, if not for the fact he was coated in blood of the last thing he brutalized, the creature paused, grabbing the object previously dropped. It wiped the blood off, and I realized it was a jagged knife. My blood freezes in my veins as I screamed as loud as I could as I barreled towards the creature. Its expression morphed to look of shock and fear as I ran down towards my fallen friend.
"Get away from her, you sick bastard!"
The creature's eyes bulged out of its head as if surprisingly listening and stumbled backwards.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean I wasn't going to hurt her.
The monster was speaking, and nonetheless I understood it.
It's okay.
Why the hell was I comforting this barbaric creature? From the ground, Gigi groaned and started to mumble.
Shit. Gigi, are you okay? Shit, my parents are gonna kill me.
Is she okay?
The strange beast whispered loud enough for me to hear, but I ignored him as I checked Gigi for any wounds that might need my mother's steady hand with a needle and thread. Thankfully, it looked like scrapes and bruises, nothing too serious.
Don't try to move, okay? I don't think you're too hurt, G. But Chizo, don't do that to me again, okay?
Gigi mumbled back.
Yes, I'll try not to fall down a mountain again.
Despite the circumstances, I smirked. If I knew my Gigi, if she's making a sarcastic comment, she'll be fine. My attention was stolen when the creature spoke in its high-pitched, timid voice again.
Hey, I'm sorry if I scared you when you're... Sheesh, I don't know what the hell you things are. I've never seen anything like you, not in books, movies, shit, not even my wildest frickin' fantasies. I always thought I was fine out here. Dad always said it was the Deadlands to avoid.
Hold the hell, what do you mean we scared you?
I stared at the creature with a look of pure confusion. You're out here carving up a deer, and you look like someone pulled your skin too tight. And why do you have so many fingers?
My outburst seemed to have shocked it out of fear and into just regular old anger. Me? Why do you have so few finger, huh? Did you ever think of that? Or are you too self-absorbed? Because newsflash, buddy, you and your girl are scary as shit. He paused, looking down at Gigi before proceeding. Is it a girl? Does your kind have those?
She's not my girlfriend, just my friend. But I've known her my whole life, and yes, our kind has girls.
I had figured he was a male, but I still couldn't help but to tease the rude, presumptuous creature. Are you a girl in your species? What even are you? The creature looked as if he was in pain, but finally started laughing.
Oh my god. Out of all this, you're making it known she's not your girlfriend. Me thinking the freak doth protest too much. Anyways, if you really want to know, they call us humans. Now what the hell are you?